You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host, The Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and I'm coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, 833-212-1017. That is The Truth Talking text line. You can call in. You can text in with any questions that you may have. Again, 833-212-1017. And as always, you can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a share, and give us a subscribe so you never miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. Shout out to my producer, Rhea Riley, holding it down on the ones and the twos. She's busy. We have guests today. And shout out to you all, Truth Nation. And before we get into it, shout out to Lil Cuz. Shout out to Lil Cuz, my little cousin William Warden, a graduate of Milwaukee King High School, Rufus King High School. Shout out to the Generals. Plays for Memphis. Yesterday got into the game against the number one ranked in the country, Purdue Boilermakers, down in the Bahamas. They lost. They gave it a good fight. They lost. But he played a good 5 minutes, had a block. So shout out to my little cuz. On national TV yesterday against the number one team in the country, even though they lost. So just wanted to give a shout out as always. Now, as I said, Truth Nation, excited to have guests in the studio today because we are celebrating College Month here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. And with College Month, as y'all know, we've been celebrating this because we really want to highlight all the different local universities and the local organizations who help students find thousands of dollars in scholarships every year into a system to getting into school every year. And I'm so excited as I'm going to be joined by two individuals from all in Milwaukee for our College Month interview.
College Month on Truth to Power on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth is presented by Marquette University and Educators Credit Union.
Yes, yes, as you heard, College Month here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth is sponsored by Marquette University. Be the difference in Educators Credit Union, achieving more together. Now I'm so excited to be joined by Irving Ibarra from All In.
Thank you, Kyle.
And also Patrick Armstrong from All In here in Milwaukee, right here in Milwaukee. I'm excited to have this. I've known Irving for, I think we first met probably back in 2017, maybe. When did you, where were you at?
Back when you didn't have a beard.
You were at, don't tell me, I'm a giddy. Yeah. You were at Cristo Rey Jesuit.
I was,
Were you the first college counselor that they had there when they first opened up? So that was back in what, 2017, 2016?
I want to say... anything before pre-COVID, I don't remember.
I know, right?
Just put it like that.
I know, right? That's crazy. So happy to be joined by Irving and Patrick. Thank you so much for joining me here today. And I'm excited about this conversation. As I talk to y'all, Truth Nation, is education is something that is so important to me, right? When you think about how can communities better themselves, how can kids find their ways to better opportunities, it's always going to be an education, whether it's a 4-year degree, a 2-year degree, training, or some type of skills. Everybody is going to have to learn something in order to be successful. And it's great to know that we have organizations in our community that are helping kids not only go to college, but also get through college. And that's why I'm excited to have these gentlemen here today to talk about All In Milwaukee. And Irving, I'll just start with you. Can you just tell Truth Nation, what is All In Milwaukee all about?
Yes, thank you, Kyle. So All in Milwaukee is a local scholarship and college retention foundation here in the city. We focus on working with college students as they graduate from high school. They apply to our program. We assign them a scholar advisor on each of the 6 campuses that we work with to make sure that they're taking advantage of all the resources that the colleges have to do. And we give them a $12,000 scholarship across those 4 years to ensure that financial aid is well taken care of. And to make sure that they all graduate from those colleges.
What you said, $12,000 scholarship each year or throughout combined?
Throughout
those 4 years. So $12,000 when you go to school from All in Milwaukee. But on top of that, you also get support, which is so important. Now, Irving, also, how did this program come into life? Like, what inspired the creation? I've heard the story before about how this came to life, but I would love Truth Nation to understand there's people who want to support our community.
Yeah, so I think in general, we've always known that there is an issue with graduation from college. Right, nationally, only 70% of that's the average graduation rate for colleges. And so we know that there are people who are going to college who don't graduate. In Milwaukee, that rate is a lot higher. And so this organization came about through the work of our board chair, Darren Jackson, who brought this model in from Wallen Education Partners in the Twin Cities. And then our founding executive director, Allison Wagner, who is always out in the community trying to do more fundraising to get more student spots here for us at All in Milwaukee. So they brought the model over from the Twin Cities, and we've replicated it. We've adopted it to the Milwaukee community. Obviously, we're not the Twin Cities. We don't have the same population. We don't have the same corporations. But we added our twist to it. And so the big thing that we have is the partnerships with 60 universities. So as I mentioned before, yes, you have the $12,000. But each of those 6 universities also provides a package for our students. So they get money when they get into those schools. When they find out they're part of All in Milwaukee, they get additional funding packages or access to more funding, and then they get our $12,000 scholarship across the 4 years.
Oh, that is fantastic. That's what really makes your application and scholarship program really stand out is, again, the additional assistance and the partnerships that you have. Now, Patrick or Irving, let's talk about the application process. Who's eligible to apply, and when should students start thinking about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We're so excited to be here. Our application just opened last Friday.
All right.
So it is open, and its eligibility deadline, the deadline for the scholarship is February 11th at 3 p.m. So as long as students apply before then, they can get nominated through their college counselor at their high school. We have 3 eligibility requirements general. So NEED, so if they're Pell eligible, if they're Milwaukee-based, so a Milwaukee-based high school or a resident of the city, and then as well as they're interested in going to one of our 6 partner universities, and that they have a 3.0 GPA.
That's fantastic. Now, if somebody's going in with the application, it's good to know the qualifications of being in Milwaukee, being Pell eligible, having a 3.0 or higher, being recommended from your high school counselor. What about the app? Are there application? Are there essays they have to do? Any interviews that are part of this for the students?
Great question. We have 2 required essays and then 1 optional essay for students to do, so they can get started on that as soon as they want. And then we also have a community involvement. So a part that sets us, apart from maybe other scholarship programs is we want to know that students are committed and dedicated to service and leadership. They can show resilience. Whatever makes them, we want to know about them. We do a holistic review process. So we want to know what makes them give back to their community, and then they have a chance to tell us that on their application.
And I think what's so important about that is that community aspect. I tell people all the time, when I was working at Marquette University and working at UW Parkside, I looked at 2 students. I would rather take the student who had the 3.0 but had all the extracurricular activities than that 3.4 student who did nothing, right? Because what I understood was we have the foundation, and especially when you have All In, you have the foundation in order to make sure that 3.0 student is able to get to college and through college. But also, I want a student that's going to impact the campus. So having that community involvement is so important. So if you are a parent of any middle school kids or high school kids, make sure they get involved and understand the world is bigger than them. It's about helping others, and that will definitely helped them in a scholarship process. Now, one of the biggest questions students have is about money. And, you talked about some of the ways that you all support the students when it comes to finances. What are the partner schools that you all work with at All In Milwaukee.
Yeah, yeah, thank you for that. And I think this is a big time to give a shout out to those schools. So we partner with three UW schools, UW-Madison, UW-Whitewater, and UW-Milwaukee right here in the city. We also partner with three private universities, Marquette University, MSOE, Milwaukee School of Engineering, as well as Carroll University over in Waukesha.
That is great to hear. And those packages that those universities give are a little bit different. Is it based off the student's grade, or is it up to the institution to determine what that looks like?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's up to the institution, and that's the big work of partnership, right? Every university that we work on, as you know, has its own culture. Mm-hmm. Yes, they have similar processes. They all have admissions. They all have career departments, so on and so forth. But they all have different emphases and different cultures. So our students pick the universities based on that, but also on the financial aid packages that we have. So some of the universities really want to drive the housing component. So mm-hmm. they'll give us extra housing money. Some folks really want to go the extra mile, and they'll give us matching grants. So, for example, UWM gives us a matching grant. So you get money just because you're part of All In Milwaukee on top of your All In Milwaukee money, on top of what UWM already gives you, on top of what the federal government gives you, on top of what the Wisconsin government gives you.
And I recall back in the day, there were two twin sisters that went to Howard Fuller Collegiate Academy. They just graduated from Marquette this past year. Yep. And I just remember when they were looking to go to Marquette, All In was able to help them kick in a little bit more in order to help support them to be able to go to Marquette. And now I look at it 5 years later, now they're going on to go impact the world. So it's so important to have organizations like this. And I just, once again, I think it's so important. We talked about getting to college. We talked about the application process. As we're speaking with Irving Ibarra from All In Milwaukee and Patrick, I forgot your name.
Armstrong.
Armstrong, thank you. Patrick Armstrong from All In Milwaukee here today, talking about the different opportunities that their organization has for your student as their application opened up last week, and you can apply until February 11th is the deadline for you to apply for that. Now, we talked about getting to college, and before I let y'all go, I got two other questions. I want to know about, can you just reemphasize about the through college part and how that you don't just get them to college, but you get these kids through college?
Yeah, so I think first, to your point of those two twins, Ariana Williams was one of my advisees who went to Marquette. And yes, you're right. She's graduating, again, in partnership. She was recommended by the Boys and Girls Club. She was helped by the Boys and Girls Club to get through our application process. She was selected. She was paired up with me. I helped her out because she was studying nursing at Marquette at the time.
I recall,
And so, but to get to your point, and I think Ariana's story really sort of gets to that, we've done some wonderful things with College Access. There's a lot of good organizations in the city, a lot of good high schools, and a lot of good staff in those high schools that have done really well to get the students set up to get into college. But that's just step one of the process, because after you get into college, you have to navigate a whole new culture. You have to navigate a whole new experience. And especially for our students who don't have parents who went to college, it's a huge hurdle to learn those new things. And so that's where we come in with a scholar advisor. One of the big things that comes out of our partnerships with universities is the fact that we have office spaces in all of those universities. So we're welcomed by those universities to be on campus, to run our programming. And most of programming gets run by those one-on-one meetings that we have with students, which occur about once a month for those freshman students. Basically, we focus on four things, and we really think these four pillars of support are sort of our secret sauce, our recipe to make sure that a student graduates from college, which is financial aid and literacy. So yes, not just getting the money, but understanding where the money's coming from, advocating for yourself that it gets placed in the right spot, looking for those external scholarships, making sure it all gets there on time, right? Knowing how to do all of that stuff is really, really important. Academics, a lot of our students, as you mentioned, are more than just students. They have to be something else. They're brothers, they're sisters, they're cousins. They're sometimes the people who are taking care of the younger siblings. Sometimes they have to work so that they can also support their families. So we know that they're not just going to be students. We know that they're going to need additional help, perhaps a different schedule for those academics. So we get creative with that. We get creative with the winter terms. We get creative with the summer terms. We get creative with maybe some classes at METC to transfer it over to really fill it out. Some of those retakes. We also worry a lot about career development. Part of our mission is to build careers. So we all know that our students go to college because they want to get some good jobs and they want to be good professionals here in the city. And we make sure that they're doing all the right things. And that means a different thing for a different major, right? For businesses, it's internships. For future nurses, is perhaps being a CNA. For those people who want to go to grad school, maybe it's undergraduate research or a study abroad experience. So we really focus on tailoring the experience to them and making sure they squeeze the most out of the college experience. And then lastly, and overall, this is a thing that sort of is an overarching support, is social-emotional support, right? Having a mentor who has gone through the process, who has guided other folks to go through the process, to make sure that you're not the only person going through it. it's basically having someone who's been to the other side of the mountain, right? And that's huge because it is an uphill battle for a lot of our students. College is going to be hard for everybody. Never mind if you put in the top of, like, how do I pay for it? Never mind if you put the top of, how do I help my siblings at school to do the same thing for me? Never mind, oh, I need to help my parents as well. So our advisors are really the rock stars of our program who have been there, who have guided other folks there. They're the shepherd to the sheep that is our students.
I love that so much, Irving. And lastly, Patrick, any advice for high schoolers who are listening right now or parents who are listening who might be thinking, could this be for me or could this be for my child?
Yeah, this is a game changer of a scholarship, right? If you're on the edge, if you think maybe I don't qualify, reach out to us. Let us know if you have any questions. Talk to your college counselor. A lot of students apply for the money, right? They apply for that $12,000 scholarships over the 4 years. But a lot of them, when they get to the end of the road, when they graduate, they say that the most impactful thing was that advisor and that one-on-one support throughout their college experience. And it can be a huge, like I said, a game changer, right, for getting to and all the way through college, no matter what your major is.
Mm-hmm. Visit allinmilwaukee.org. Again, thank you so much to Patrick Armstrong, and thank you so much to Irving Ybarra for joining us here today as we talk about All in Milwaukee. Make sure you apply for the scholarships. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us here today.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you.
Truth Nation, on the other side, we'll come back. There's big news. I got to talk about it. Y'all keep it locked because I'm telling y'all, it's craziness in the news. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. We'll talk more on the other side.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, and the perfect Packers game day starts in Titletown at the American Family Insurance House. Before each home game, grab exclusive Packers giveaways, listen to live music, and hang out with other fans. Plus, you can try your hand at setting the high score in the Protect the End Zone interactive game that puts your football skills to the test. Make your next trip to Lambeau Field, Lambeau unforgettable, only at the American Family Insurance House in Titletown. Visit AmFam.com today to find an insurance agent near you, or simply go to AmFam.com to get a quote instantly online. That's AmFam.com today. Boy, I tell you, I'm juggling like 20 things. DJ Brother Z is on assignment. He out today, and a lot of moving pieces. And just a busy day, but it's a Friday, so I ain't mad about it. Feel good. Feel very, very good. But anyways, Truth Nation, thank you so much to Irving Ybarra, and thank you so much to Patrick Armstrong for joining us here today from All In. All In Milwaukee is a college completion program that provides financial aid, advising, program, and career support to high-potential, limited-income Milwaukee students to complete college and build meaningful careers and transform the Milwaukee community. And again, these are great resources and tools to help folks get through college. Now, with that being said, Truth Nation, it's time to turn it up. Make sure y'all go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like. Give us a share. I should have came up with a title before this show, but I got distracted by some tamales. One of our good teammates here. Shout out to Dylan. Happy birthday. His mother, Dylan, is he's Mexican, and his mom made some tamales. And, you know, I don't eat food from people's houses. I don't eat stuff that comes in from people in this office. Because people got cats, people got dogs, people sneak. The cleanliness of others is very different. Great example. So up here, we usually have food, and we have Cousin Subs. We have Cousin Subs, and Cousin Subs comes on, great partner of ours. They bring the sandwiches, they bring cookies, and they bring chips. Now, when they bring the chips, we have bags, the big old bag, the shared bag. You know, you open it up, and the way I was raised is that when you have a shared bag of chips, what do? You take the chip bag and you pour the chips on your plate. Now, some of the folks that I work with was raised a little bit different. They may have, they may have been grounded a couple times. I got whoopings. They may have been grounded. They may look a little bit different to me. They just putting their hands in the chips. Just hands in the chip. All this, I said, I don't want it move. I don't, you're nasty. And what I noticed is at the Truth Summit, which was an event that had majority black people there, what did black people do? They opened it and they poured it on the plate. And I said, oh, this is so good to be around my people. And so I say this because Dylan is, he's Mexican and his mother is as well. I trust that she put her foot in that thing in a good way. And them tamales were phenomenal.
Best day of the year.
Phenomenal. His birthday. Not for him, for us. I do not eat home-cooked meal from these folks. But from Dylan, Brixis. You know, Brixis. I can't roll the R.
Brixis.
Yeah, there it is. I trust Dylan mama. I met her before.
The way I ran upstairs.
Yeah.
Ran.
Shout out to him. His mom and his family came up to the True Family Fest this summer.
I remember his little brother. One time upstairs, I saw someone have chocolate cake. They took the chocolate cake, cutter, took a piece, put it in their mouth, came back, licked the spatula.
And put it back there?
Put it back down.
I'm glad I had that damn chocolate cake. You had to warn people.
I was like, cut from the back.
He should be fired. I know who it was.
I bet you do.
He needs to be fired.
Came back again.
I'm sure.
Grabbed some more, licked his fingers, and went back into it. He took a lap and came back and did the same thing.
Anyways, Truth Nation, the president is unhinged. Unhinged, Truth Nation. This current administration makes Richard Nixon look like a damn saint. A saint. The president of the United States is completely unhinged and has clearly lost his mind. I'm tripping. And, I mean, honestly, I couldn't think of a more garbage representation of the United States than this embarrassing joke of a human being that we currently have in office, which is Donald Trump. I mean, everyone who was thinking that it was the end of the world when Trump got elected. I just remember my lady, she was distraught that Trump won again. Distraught. Many people were distraught that Trump won. And I said, hey, we've survived the first 4 years. We'll be okay the next 4 years. Boy. I was wrong. This guy has been far, 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 far more worse than I could have ever imagined, and it's only been 11 months. See, Trump is the true threat to society, and his administration has been a clear and utter failure through the first 11 months for Americans, for all Americans. He has struggled to find any area that he has been good at, and it's been bad for us here as Americans. And yesterday, the president of the United States incited violence against members of Congress. Matter of fact, he didn't just incite violence against members of Congress. I'm kind of short-sticking that. It was beyond that. I'm short-changing that. He didn't call for violence. Truth Nation, this man called for the death. Trump said members of Congress' actions were punishable by death. And let's be honest when it comes to a couple of things. When you're talking about punishable by death, there are very few things in life that should be punishable by death. So, I mean, if you're like me, you're thinking, what in the world? What in the world could these politicians have said to make Donald Trump want to say that people should be punished by death? Truth Nation, the president went even worse beyond just saying they should be punishable by death. He also suggested they should be hung publicly. He didn't say it, but he retweeted it. And if you retweet something, more than likely you're trying to disseminate a message, get more people to pick it up in the algorithm. And so for Donald Trump, I just think it's weird that he would call for the death of members of Congress for what they did. And you may be thinking, they maybe committed like a really bad thing. Maybe they committed treason. Maybe they committed murder. Maybe they committed a crime against the people. Maybe they raped little girls. Well, actually scratch that, because if knowing Donald Trump, if you rape little girls, you really actually wouldn't care as much, as we know he hung out with a pedophile or a serial sexual assaulter. So after I did all this introduction, a lot of y'all may be wondering, what is it that Kyle's talking about? And what is it that was said that made the president so mad that he said it was punishable by death? Truth Nation, go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. So you can hear exactly what was said by politicians that made Trump say they should be killed. They should be hung. They should be murdered. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube so you can hear the terrible things that were said that triggered the President of the United States to call for the death of military veterans.
Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow.
I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law
or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
Seems simple to me, coming from military veterans. To me, that seemed like a valid request to tell and remind military personnel that, hey, you don't have to follow illegal orders, that you don't have to do that. That doesn't seem bad. It seems like a reminder. The politicians in this video, to me, are the true Americans who served our country and were willing to give their lives for this country, unlike Dodo Don, who made up a disability to dodge the draft like a coward would. They actually risked their lives to protect our country, all while Donald Trump is ruining lives and destroying lives and being divisive. Now, y'all heard that conversation. That was a video that had American pride type music. It had the military feel. It had military folks in it, folks who have been in the military or worked in intelligence in it, just saying you don't have to take those orders if they are illegal orders. If they are illegal orders, that is all. They didn't say don't listen to the generals. They didn't say don't listen to the sergeant. They didn't say don't listen to the Department of Defense. They simply said, if you get illegal orders, remember, you have every right, even if it's scary, to not obey illegal orders. And in a response to that, the reminder for the brave men and women that they can say no and they have no obligation to do anything that is illegal, Donald Trump had this to say. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube so you can look at what he had to say. And I'll also read it all for you. Truth Nation, the response to the video that you just heard that was a sensible video by Donald Trump was this. It's called seditious behavior at the highest level. Each one of these traitors to our country should be arrested and put on trial. Their words cannot be allowed to stand. We won't have a country anymore. An example must be made. That is what the President of the United States wrote on Truth Social after watching that video. He also continued on to say, this is really bad and dangerous to our country. Their words cannot be allowed to stand. Seditious behavior from traitors. Lock them up. And then finally, the old deranged man said, seditious behavior in all caps, punishable by death. He thought the video that you just listened to, that had military veterans inside that video, intelligence veterans inside that video, he thought that it was so bad what they said by telling people they don't have to follow illegal orders that he claimed that it was punishable by death. And to make things worse, Trump also reposted a social post on Truth Social where it was a video where someone said, hang them, George Washington would. This man is calling for the killing of people because he disagreed with them. Trump called for the death and the execution of military veterans and intelligence officers here in this country simply because he disagreed with what they were saying. I think we have to understand what is happening right now. Any objective individual could recognize that this is not normal behavior and it is disgusting rhetoric coming from the world's most powerful individual. This is what dictators say, Truth Nation. This is what authoritarians do, Truth Nation. No president from a free world would ever do this. Would ever do this. He is calling for the execution of military personnel. Veterans, I should say. Calling for the execution of military veterans because he disagreed with what they said. This is a ridiculous time that we're living in. 833-212-1017. Truth Nation, should this be it? Should this be the final straw for Americans in their support for Donald Trump? Did he go entirely too far? 833-212-1017. That's the Truth Talking text line. And for me, I am not one that thinks that people should get, you know, taken out of office. But at this point, Donald Trump is continuing to go too far. And he literally asked for the killing, the execution of military veterans because he disagreed with what they had to say. 833-212-1017. I'm looking for your reaction. You can also watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like. Give us a share. I see your calls. I see your texts. We'll get to that on the other side as we talk about the fact that the President of the United States has called for the death of other American citizens, not because they committed a crime, but simply because he did not like what they said. Those who still support this have to be sick freaking individuals. We'll have more next.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Black Friday mattress sale is happening now. Steinhoffels is Wisconsin's mattress leader. And right now, you'll find incredible Black Friday deals on all the best brands, plus 60 months, 0% financing. Save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic mattress sets, $900 on Beautyrest, and even $900 on certified organic avocado sets available exclusively at Steinhoffels. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to upgrade your sleep, well, this is it. This is the time. Shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. That is in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, and I'm just talking about the ridiculous comments, the sick comments that came out of the mouth of Donald Trump. I mean, it is just, I mean, at what point do you give it up, man? Like, at what point do you say this enough is enough? That's what I'm trying to figure out is how do we defend this? How do you feel as if you are a decent human being when you fix your lips to try to defend? But come on now. You wouldn't be friends with somebody like this. You wouldn't really want to vote for somebody like this. Like, well, I take that back. I guess you did. Your politics are so strong that you turned a blind eye to ridiculousness. 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. Again, you can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Security Mike, what are your thoughts on Trump basically asking for the death of veterans here in America?
Yeah, we done came to the lowest point, man. And if he wasn't the president, he should be getting arrested.
It's a threat. That is legitimately a threat.
Yeah. Yeah, and somebody's going to get hurt, man, because he's instigating something to happen to a Democratic figure. And I think it all comes on the hill. He just had a guy in the White House, the Prince. That's what they do. They had a
it
conversation,
is.
And that's what they do because he chopped Khashoggi up like
Jamal,
that. So Trump, the Jamal guy.
Khashoggi.
So Trump saying, damn. I could do that too. So Trump is going to take a play out of that guy's book. That's what they do. You just had that guy in office because he never got this hard. He never came this hard. So,
yeah, I agree. Thank you. I appreciate your comments, Security Mike. I think you're correct, and I think the key thing is that what you want to get at is he's inciting violence. That is what we're seeing. That is what you're seeing the president doing right now. He's encouraging political violence to occur in this country. And the crazy thing to me is just 2 months ago, they claimed that all this political violence is coming from the left. They're the one who have this rhetoric like this. That's what they were saying 2 months ago. Now coming from, you know, the quote unquote leader of this country using this type of rhetoric is crazy. It's disgusting and shameful. But 833-212-1017, Truth Nation, when you hear quotes like seditious behavior punishable by death from the president of the United States, does it make you feel like America is still free? What comes to your mind at 833-212-1017? And what I find so interesting is some of y'all going to laugh this off and some of y'all going to say, ah, ha, ha, yeah, you know, you shouldn't poke the bear. And how I know some of y'all say y'all shouldn't poke the bear is the own White House. The White House response to Donald Trump calling for the death and inciting violence against military veterans.
All the information that this you need, Michael.
Oh, wow.
Twitteritis.
Well, that's crazy. Sherwin. Karen Levitt, who is the White House press secretary, her response to Donald Trump calling for the death of military veterans who spoke out against Trump. We're going to see if we can get it here. Is it still playing volume from that computer? Rhea, is it still playing that audio? Are we good to go? This is the response from the White House on Trump basically calling for the execution of Democrats here in America.
Because many in this room want to talk,
accuse six Democratic lawmakers of seditious behavior punishable by death. Just to be clear, does the president want to execute members of Congress?
No. Let's be clear about what the president is responding to, because many in this room want to talk about the president's response, but not what brought the president to responding in this way. You have sitting.
Again, the response to what Donald Trump said, hit the defense is, oh, y'all want to talk about what he said. Y'all want to talk about him saying punishable by death. But you guys don't want to talk about the fact that six sitting Democrat lawmakers who are veterans of the military just called on the military to, if you get illegal orders, you do not have to follow them. That is punishable by death? Come on now, stop it. Stop it. But what's crazy is that a lot of y'all, just a couple months ago, when y'all boy got shot in the neck, y'all wanted to fire anyone who spoke negatively about him. People lost their jobs for making jokes or for saying things that were deemed to be negative. Matter of fact, a teacher just got suspended at Sussex Hamilton for pulling down a poster that had to do with Charlie Kirk and Turning Point. Y'all swore up and down the left was the problem. They were the ones who were turning up the rhetoric. But here we are with the president of the United States calling for political violence and y'all quiet as a damn church mouse. This man is out of control in the second time in a week. This is the second time in a week that he has called for members of Congress to request additional security because of the things that he said. His actions. His actions are causing for people to live in fear. He did the same thing over the weekend when he called Marjorie Taylor Greene a traitor. Someone who was once aligned with him strongly. He called the traitor because she simply asked for him to release the Epstein files. But this is who y'all want to get behind. This is who y'all want to support. And y'all can say what y'all want about Joe Biden. At least Joe Biden cares about the American people. He was a decent human being. Regardless of how you feel about the type of president that he was, you can't judge the type of person he was. This man, Donald Trump, doesn't care about anyone or anything but himself, power, and influence that he can have. If you're a religious individual and you voted for Donald Trump, you need to be saved and you need to go to church and ask for forgiveness. Because you, again, should be ashamed for this vote. Today, Truth Nation, is all about me highlighting that we live in a place where this type of stuff is becoming normalized. The fact that more people aren't sitting up here upset about it. The fact that everybody isn't talking about this. The fact that people are going to try to take this lightly as if it's not a big deal. Security might call in and hit the hammer on the nail. Nail in the head, whatever it goes. Hit the nail in the hammer. What is Greer? Hammer in the nail. Nail in the head. Hit the nail in the head. That's what it is. He said, if somebody else, if Rhea or myself were to go onto social media and I was to tweet that something that the president said is punishable by death, and then I called for him to be hung publicly, I would have the CIA, the FBI, or somebody, Secret Service, would be waiting for me to leave this office to question me. But the president of the United States does it, and people are going to say, oh, well, you know, that's just Trump. Hell no, that ain't just Trump. That's disgusting. Disgusting behavior. And to those who are listening who voted for Donald Trump, I want to reiterate how ashamed you should be of yourself. Ashamed for willing to give our country to a vindictive tyrant who has zero, and I mean zero, endearing qualities or characteristics about himself. He was sued for not renting to blacks, but y'all said, oh, that's okay. Oh, it's fine. I'm okay with racism as a black person. He asked for the death penalty of the Central Park Five who were exonerated. Oh, that's okay. It is what it is. It's not a bad thing that he asked to kill black kids. He said his daughter Ivanka, if she wasn't his daughter, he would date her. That's perverted behavior, but I get it. I love my daughter too. I mean, he was accused of sleeping with a 13-year-old. Look it up. He was accused of sleeping with a 13-year-old, and they dropped the case. And the reason why they dropped the case is the witness decided that her family was being threatened too much, and she didn't want to have to deal with it. He said he loves grabbing women by the hoo-ha, and he likes his soldiers not captured in response to John McCain, who was a prisoner of war. He was friends with Jeffrey Epstein, who we know was a serial sexual assaulter, a pedophile. And Donald Trump is running our country into the ground. 833-212-1017. Truth Nation, it didn't have to be like this. We had two options last November. We had a choice. And what's crazy to me is how much people like to talk bad about Democrats. I don't know, Rhea. Did Donald Trump ever come on 1017 The Truth? Do you recall if Trump came on?
Nope.
Okay, but Kamala Harris, did she ever join 1017 The Truth for a conversation?
Shoot, at least three times.
Yeah, okay, just checking. But you Negroes just want to say, oh, we love Donald Trump. Okay. You had two options, but I guess the other option was a fake Jamaican that disqualified her in some people's mind. I had a friend, my friend literally, he sent me a video saying, her dad isn't Jamaican, her dad is Indian, just like your mom. I'm like, okay, bro, like, you don't even know your own damn family lineage. Now you trying to tell me about somebody else's family. I didn't know there was a lot of Indian Harrises in India. I'm like, move around, man. I personally would rather have seen a deteriorating Joe Biden than a deranged Donald Trump. That's just me, period. Again, and for those who support Donald Trump, I understand you have no morals. And there's nothing you can argue. Because for me, actions speak louder than words. We learned that at a very young age. Actions speak louder than words. I live by that. You can ask Rhea Riley about that. Rhea, I might talk a lot, but do my actions follow my words?
1,000%.
Thank you. Because that's how I live. Publicly supporting a man who is friends with a pedophile, a man who nominated a man who had sex with a 17-year-old and Matt Gaetz to be the top lawyer for this country and called for the death of Americans because he disagrees with them. And y'all okay with that? 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. I see y'all in the chat. I'm going to read y'all chats. I see y'all with text. 833-212-1017. And Jeff said, why didn't you play the rest of the audio clip? Jeff, I didn't play the rest of the audio clip because I don't want to push a narrative. Jeff, you tell me this, Jeff, on Talking Text Line. You tell me if what Donald Trump said was acceptable in a response to anything that those military veterans said. I don't have time to have people push a damn narrative of saying they tried to tell military personnel not to follow orders. That's a freaking lie. So, Jeff, go ahead and respond to that at 833-212-1017 since you want to play the rest of the audio clip. You tell me what these military veterans said that was so damn bad. 833-212-1017. That's the Truth to Talk to text line. I'll read your texts on the other side. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. I also will read your YouTube comments because y'all got some good ones. But we'll wrap up the show coming up here on Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m. You are listening to Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
One call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. Truth Nation, listen. If you get in an accident, I understand how traumatic that can be, but it's good to know that we have a law firm right here in Milwaukee, like Gruber Law Offices, who will stand up for you. They'll take the burden off your shoulders. They'll handle legal aspects so you can focus on healing. They provide the best care, the best service, and the best representation because that is their priority at Gruber Law Offices. And like I tell y'all, there's no cost to call, to consult, or to retain Gruber Law Offices as a law firm. You never pay a single penny until they win your case. They get the results that speak for themselves. So hit them up today at 414-276-6666. That's 414-276-6666. Or visit them at gruber-law.com. It's one call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talk text line. You can also watch and stream us live on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a share, give us a subscribe. And we're talking about the disgusting comments from Donald Trump where he called for the death of military veterans because he disagreed with what they said. That is as simple as it is. He called for the execution of military veterans who protect and serve this country and were willing to risk their lives for this country because he disagreed with what they said with. It's that simple. And on 1017 The Truth on YouTube, Rachel said, the more he gets away with, the more he feels invincible. Pushes it even further. It's going to get worse and worse before it gets better. Nicole Angelina said, this country was founded on this same behavior. Never forget who they are and what they've been doing for past generations. And I mean, I think that's very, very true. DVJ said, I had people trying to do stuff too, trying to prove to me that she wasn't black and all this garbage. I was like, I ain't trying to hear none of that. I'm right there with you. And lastly, Nicole says, slavery rebranded as capitalism. Ain't that the truth? Truth Nation, I'll end this show by saying this. Is that we had an opportunity to avoid things like this from happening, and it's too late. But the thing is, if we can still be vigilant by when things like this happen, make sure we disseminate the message. Because what we saw in this past November election is that Americans are tired. Americans are tired of rhetoric. Americans are tired of being lied to. Americans are tired of acting like we stupid or dumb. All the tariffs, all this rhetoric, all this conversation, all this hate, it's all a distraction away from this economy has not gotten better, has gotten worse under Trump. It's trying to distract from the fact that we had the worst job numbers in the month of October in 20 plus years. We'll talk about that on Monday. The country is continuing to go backwards. That is what's happening. You can't afford things, and Donald Trump is sitting here talking about the death, killing, yes, the execution, punishable by death, of politicians who are military veterans who just told military personnel, you don't have to follow illegal orders. But this has been Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. The Tory Lowe Show is up next. Truth Nation from 1 to 4. I'll see y'all next week for the holiday week. I love y'all. Y'all be safe. Peace out. Thank y'all.